Command number 100. Obey the commandments. You know the commandments. Do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. Mark 10:19. This may appear on the surface to be identical with the first command. Obey my commands. From Jesus' conversation with a man we call the rich young ruler, however, the inference can be made that Jesus is specifically speaking of the Ten Commandments of Exodus 20. His response makes it clear that Jesus considers it obvious, implicit, a given, that the Ten Commandments are to serve as the undergirding law of life. We have already noted the intriguing addition Jesus makes in Mark's version of the account, including, do not defraud, along with other of the more familiar of the commandments. In our day, the Ten Commandments are often referred to en masse as a blanket summary of Old Testament moral law, more as a historical fact than a model for life. Most people do not often stop to ponder them individually and prayerfully as universally applicable practical guides to daily behavior, attitude, conduct, and character. In Jesus' time, however, the commands, which regulated all aspects of life, were none other than these magnificent and formative 10. His commands, which we are reflecting on in this book, are but amplifications and extensions of the original 10 given by God to Moses on Sinai, and by Moses to the people. Foundational to the commands of Jesus, therefore, are certainly these 10 commandments. If they rule Jesus' life as the commands to which he had pledged his obedience, they are obviously commands which are absolute and inviolate in our daily lives as well. How disheartening that at least 3 are regularly and flagrantly disregarded in nearly every Christian church in the land, with 1 or 2 others on the endangered species list as well. No wonder the world is paying so little attention to our witness, when we are paying so little attention to the life commandments commanded by Jesus himself. It is good to remind ourselves of these 10 as imperatively among the most foundational of the commands of Jesus. Let us read and prayerfully ponder each one as among the top 10 of the commands. They come directly from God himself. 1. You shall have no other gods before me. 2. You shall not make for yourself or serve or bow to any idol or likeness. 3. You shall not use the name of the Lord your God in vain. 4. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall work, and on the 7th rest. 5. Honor your father and mother. 6. You shall not kill. 7. You shall not commit adultery. 8. You shall not steal. 9. You shall not bear false witness. 10. You shall not covet. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons second series, The Way. Then the road to eternal life is the keeping of the commandments. Had the Lord not said so, what man of common moral sense would ever dare say otherwise? What else can be the way into life but the doing of what the Lord of life tells the creatures he has made, and whom he would have live forever, that they must do? It is the beginning of the way. If a man had kept all those commandments, yet would he not therefore have in him the life eternal? Nevertheless, without keeping of the commandments, there is no entering into life. The keeping of them is the path to the gate of life. It is not life, but it is the way. So much of the way to it. Nay, the keeping of the commandments, consciously or unconsciously, has closest and essential relation to eternal life. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to obey the commandments. Remind me daily, not merely of the commands, but also of the commandments. Bring Psalm 119 alive in my heart. Deepen my love for your laws, your statutes, your principles, your commandments. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.